Moviegoers across the country got an up-close look at the wild grizzly bears of Katmai National Park over the weekend. After a two-year shoot at Halo Bay Bear Camp, Disney's wilderness feature Bears opened Friday. KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports.
Like most dramatic features, Disney's Bears has its charismatic leading lady.
Meet Skye and her newborn cubs.
Hold on to me as we go.
And follow them on the most important journey of their lives.
The star of this film is a mama bear who we called Skye, and her two newborn cubs, Scout and Amber.
That's co-director Keith Scholey, a British zoologist and filmmaker who has produced or directed dozens of wildlife documentaries over a lengthy career.
And the story is about their first year and how this mom's going to actually get them enough food but also protect them from the danger.
Scholey says finding the stars of the show out of dozens of bears that call Halo Bay home in the summertime was actually the easy part.
I think they chose us. How we make these films is that we always go to great locations, you know, like Halo Bay, but we're always looking for, say in this case, a mother bear with cubs who is the most trusting, who actually is most relaxed with our presence.
In the trailer for the film and the handful of scenes that Disney released on its website in advance, the shots are spectacular. The camera is right there, seemingly just a few feet away, when Scout and Amber are born in the den. Genuinely scary moments are captured in the film, as are a few hilarious ones. In one scene, Scout, voiced by actor John C. Reilly, attempts to open a clam and gets one of his little claws stuck in the crack. As he hobbles about with the clam stuck on his paw, he asks for help.
Mom! Never mind, I got it. I'm fine. My claw... Mom, what do you do if your claw gets stuck in the clam?
We never approach bears closely, but sometimes the bears come to you just doing their natural thing. And the relationship between us and the bears was very well managed by the Halo Bay camp guides who were always with us.
We hung out with them. We did the same things over and over again. Bears like consistency. And you just become part of their environment, and they just continue on doing what they normally would do, whether you were there or not.
That's Samira Tabak of Halo Bay Bear Camp. For 26 years, the camp has run a bear viewing operation out of Katmai National Park on the Alaska Peninsula. Tabak has been working at the camp for 14 years, and over that time, she's worked with several film crews, but nothing like Disney's production of Bears, which shot over a two-year period with multiple camera crews operating all over the camp. Tabak says that over that period of time, the camp's guides and the filmmakers really got to know one another.
Some of the slow times of the really hot part of the day when there wasn't any bears around, you know, we would build sandcastles, but instead of a sandcastle, we'd build a sand bear. Just, you know, trying to get through the day when there's not much to film or sit there and talk and listen to the stories that the film crew had of their other travels. Really interesting, the stuff that they've experienced in other locations.
Tabak says the filmmakers acted ethically during their time at Halo Bay, never forcing their way too close to the bears and never arranging shots like you might do with human actors on a reality TV show.
And all the footage in the film, nothing has been modified, so it's real of what we saw. And it is a life and death struggle for the bears every day. You know, they don't know what's going to happen to them, and this will put you in their element to show you what it's like to live a year as a bear.
Bears opened in theaters nationwide Friday. Keith Scholey says he hopes moviegoers become as attached to the animals as he and his crew did while filming them.
The most important thing is we want people to come out of that audience and think, wow, aren't we privileged to have brown bears living in our country? And, hopefully that'll, you know, build positive attitudes towards them, and that'll help to preserve them going forward.
Reporting from Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.